This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 27th. God's word to you today is, Do You Know? Our scripture reading is taken from John 16, verses 16 and 18, and it says, In a little while, you won't see me anymore, but a little while after that, you will see me again. And what does he mean by a little while? We do not understand. Yesterday, we said that when God says to us in a little while, it does not really help us because we are wondering what he means. For some of us, like in the case of the disciples, that little while is just a few hours ago. Yet, in a little while, for some of us, it is just three more days. And what we have been waiting on God for will happen. We have to get comfortable with in a little while because of the heart of the person that is saying it. He has our best intentions at heart. What does he mean by a little while? We do not understand. Interestingly, for the first time, the disciples admitted that they did not know. Usually one person amongst them would volunteer an answer. The closest to this was when Peter told John to ask Jesus who would betray him. But typically, they were very smart, always coming up with answers. However, for the first time, they admitted that they did not know, and it is a huge lesson for us. The lesson is, until you know that you do not know, you never know. You begin to know the moment you know that you do not know. That is the beginning of knowing. But until you know that you do not know, you never know. So I'm speaking with someone who is about to take a major step as their pastor. And the person is making a lot of effort to bamboozle me and to let me know that they are experts. I smile. Even the little potholes that I see in their plan, I cannot say because the person knows it already. Only for a few years to pass, and the same person admits to not knowing. Why do you have to go through that first? Why don't you start with admitting that you do not know? Which is where to start from if you do not know? Have you been married before? You're single and they're telling you about marriage in marriage counseling, but you're not listening. Sometimes when I take marriage counseling class or when I peep into marriage counseling classes, the soon-to-be married people are not listening. They're just there to mark the attendance because everything you talk about, they know already. The pastors and ministers that take marriage counseling know what I'm talking about. You can literally see it in their faces that they think you're wasting their time. They believe they already know these things. Then just 1 year into marriage, somebody is raising a life or death alarm. Until you know that you do not know, you will never know. You have never been married before. So when you sit down in front of people that are counseling you, forget about everything you have learned from the books. You know nothing. Go there seeking to learn. That is when you actually learn. All your life, you have been in paid employment and you want to venture into business. Writing beautiful business plans does not prepare you for entrepreneurship. Go and listen to the people that have gone ahead of you. When you listen, you save yourself a lot of heartache. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me develop a listening heart and a teachable spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.